Let's talk about genetic engineering, for example, including stem cells. With stem cells, extremely controversial right now. Is there a better way?
A better way than what?
Than getting stem cells the way they're doing it now.
Well, you know, that's the funny thing. You know, this is a non-issue from a scientific point of view, and I even think from a bioethical point of view. There's all this argument that was, that surfaced as part of political arguments, especially during the election. The fact of the matter is, you can get all the stem cells you want without ever touching a viable human, birthable human fetus. You can get all the stem cells you want from fat. The fat is just loaded with stem cells. Stem cells are in the skin. Stem cells are in the blood.
Well, why don't how does this campaign come out making everyone so against it?
You got me, George. There's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of misinformation in the world around scientific issues, and insofar as stem cells, the stories around stem cells have been spun so far beyond reality that most scientists just shake their heads and wonder what the heck is going on here. There's a lot of people who are just making a lot of political hay with the stem cell issue.
See, now, if you could get what you need, stem cells out of, like you say, blood or fat, without having to damage a fetus or an embryo, for example,
well, when
I'm all for it.
Let me tell you the worst case scenario. The worst case, you never have to do a single abortion to make all the stem cells you want. Even if you want very early, 4-day-old stem cells, which are the most pluripotent or the most powerful of all the stem cells, because they can easily be converted or translated into all the various stem cell lines of the body, over 100 of them. So the most powerful stem cells are the very early 4-day-old stem cells. Well, this can all be done in a laboratory petri dish. You're not talking about having to go in and abort a fetus and take stem cells from and kill a human life. There are tens of thousands of laboratory-grown fetuses in artificial birth clinics around the country, around the world, that are just tossed every year because they are not viable fetuses for implantation.
Right.
Now, so
right.
Where is the harm? Instead of flushing them away or throwing them in a trash container, using those living cells for stem cell research. If you find that objectionable, then how about all the tens of thousands of amniocentesis procedures that are done every year, and that's where you put a little fine needle into the amniotic fluid and suck out some of the amniotic fluid for laboratory analysis to determine if the child is healthy or if the child has genetic disease.
Mm-hmm. Or even the sex. Do they do it that way too?
Well, they can do it for sex, but mostly it's done for checking on genetic diseases.
Okay.
But the point of the matter is that there are tens of thousands of these procedures. Well, amniotic fluid is loaded with stem cells. And how about every birth has a placenta, an afterbirth. In the placenta is loaded with hundreds of millions of stem cells.
And you're just going to discard it anyway, right?
Yeah, that's right. It goes right into the trash. So all this argument about somehow that stem cell research is going to kill babies is just totally bogus baloney hype.
Okay, if it is bogus and baloney, mm-hmm. and you're correct at what you say, then why is that side trying to position it as such? What are they opposed to? Do they actually believe that you're going to use the fetus or the embryo, or are they doing this for another reason?
Well, I think that there's a way of galvanizing a certain percentage of the population who has very legitimate religious beliefs, and to galvanize them for a particular political cause.
I see.
But if you look at the science behind stem cell research, no one's out there doing abortions to get stem cells because you don't have to. They're plenty available everywhere, including from the fat that you suck out of heavy people who have liposuction.
Now, is this being presented to legislators, to Congress, whenever legislation is constantly looked at?
Well, I don't know, but I do know that every scientist worth his salt knows that this is the facts and this is the case. And if you go to my website, worldhealth.net, not my website, but the website of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine,
sure.
We have hundreds of our members are involved in stem cell research. You can read all about, there's dozens of articles on stem cell research, and it talks all about how stem cells are plentifully available and how not a single viable human baby has to be harmed in order to do all the stem cell research that you want to do.
Okay, now assuming then that stem cell research will continue,
mm-hmm.
How does it work? I mean, what do they do? How do they grow organs, body parts? What are they going to do with this?
Well, the wonderful thing about stem cell research and the potential is that you can reseed any organ in the body and essentially do a micro miniature transplant. They have already successfully taken stem cells from the heart and or muscle tissue and injected it into diseased hearts in humans and grown active myocardium. We've done this.
It's not like another heart is formed in this poor person's body.
No.
Right?
The stem cells, which are heart tissue, which are potential heart tissue, find their way to the heart tissue. They reseed the heart, and they actually start to grow.
So they patch up what might have been damaged, you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's fascinating.
And this has been done thousands of times in animal studies, or hundreds of times in animal studies, and there are a handful of reports, early reports in human experimentation, where this is being done as we speak.
What about the liver? What about baldness? What about all that stuff?
Well, baldness is a very interesting application. There was a report in the British literature about 3-4 years ago where researchers had taken hair stem cells and had grown, the hair from a male researcher on a female's arm, showing that you could take stem cells and place them and grow them wherever you wanted. And I'm looking forward to that, too, because I have a little bit of male pattern problems. And I'm certain that stem cells will be available one day for that application. But right now, stem cells are working for repair of the immune system.